Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tom Withers, retired from the Associated Press, but working like crazy.
Yeah, I tell you what, retirement is hard work. trying to fill up the days sometimes.
Yeah, I've been doing. I keep dreaming, Tom.
Yeah, I hear you. I'll be honest with you, Jeff. It came much sooner than I expected it to. Don't regret it. I mean, there's so much I miss already. I'll be honest with
really?
You guys. Yeah.
But look, you sit. You're covering the Cavs game tonight for the Associated Press.
There you go. I'll leave from here and go over and spend at least a little time at the Polar Express opening day.
There you go.
It's all good. Yeah, I do. I miss my friends. I don't miss the daily grind. I'll be honest with you guys. As you can imagine, and you guys know better than I do, this is an active sports town.
Oh,
There's never really a day where there's not some kind of news with one of the three major franchises, right? And then never mind all the ancillary stuff that can come along with
Absolutely.
That. I have not missed this offseason and build up to the draft because in speaking to Scott Petrak and Chris Easterling and Mary Kay, it's been a lot.
One's been hectic.
It's always been a lot.
This one's been hectic. Guardians through nine games, Tom, are 3-6.
Yeah.
All right, let's just get this out of the way. It's nine games. We all know the deal. You can't draw conclusions. One thing that we talked about yesterday on the show, and I'm trying not to draw any conclusion from this, but you had a little concern about the rotation. Mm. You wondered if the bullpen was going to be as nails as it was last year. Mm. And you're wondering, okay, can the offense be without Josh Naylor? And can that work? And so far, every one of those things is a little bit of a concern.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And that to me is the thing. Very short sample size, but everything you kind of wondered about is like, well, how's this going?
Manifesting itself. Yeah, concern might be a strong word even though. But
I agree.
Yeah, I think you're right, Jeff. When you trade the best defensive second baseman in baseball.
Arguably the best defensive player in the
baseball,
game.
Yeah. When you trade a proven, run producer in Josh Naylor, to your point, all the questions that come with any rotation in any bullpen in any season, right?
Every year.
And all that stuff has kind of come to roost already, which I guess, though, is a good thing, though, right? Because you anticipated it, and now you address it. And to your point, nine games does not make a season.
Nope.
Neither does 19 or 59, for that matter.
I just hate that the things we were thinking about are already on display.
I'm with you. And baseball did them no favors, but they had to do them a favor by allowing them to finish the renovations by keeping the team out of town for the first part of the year. So, kind of a little bit of a different vibe this year. I think last year they came home 7-2 right before the opener.
And all of a sudden, hey, this Stephen Vogt guy.
Hey, this new manager. How about this guy? Yeah. So, you know, I've been interested to see him post-game just from afar, Jeff and Dan, just in the way he's handling this, right?
Yeah.
He didn't have to handle many of these kinds of situations last year, right?
He had a great start and it never really went away.
Right? I mean, we had a couple little hiccups along the line. Yep. So, you know, it's been reassuring to hear him, you know, fall back on what, you know, sometimes it's manager speak, coach speak, or whatever you want. But, you know, hey, I believe in this group. I know we'll hit better. I know we'll field better. I know we'll pitch better. And I think they will.
What's your, and again, concern is too strong of a word. What's your area of interest here?
It's a good one. I like the way you did.
Thank
nice.
You very much.
Good pivot there.
Is it the rotation? Is it the bullpen? Which this front office has done a great job year after year of putting arms in that bullpen to get the job done. Or is it the offense that right now is about two-thirds of the way down the key stats in runs and batting average?
You know, it's yes, yes, and yes. I think interested in all of those. Because I think each of them can be a strength, and each of those areas can be a weakness as well, Jeff. I think it's going to be interesting to see how this young bull, it was a young bullpen last year, right? An unknown bullpen. You know, Kate Smith, nobody knew who the guy was, right? There's a book on him now. And so I think it's going to be interesting to see how he now adjusts to the way hitters are going to adjust to him. I think it's going to be interesting to see the way, and we can talk to Chris about this a little bit, maybe how Stephen Vogt uses his bullpen differently this year. You know, we all raised those red flags early last year when
four guys, 74 or more appearances.
Yeah, it was some, right? And we were like, oh boy, at some point.
Get to the fifth, and then here they come.
Yeah, and at some point, that's going to come back to haunt you. Now, I'm not going to say that it necessarily did.
Yeah.
It kind of did. You're also up against a Yankee team. You're also up in the ALCS, so.
It's a different ballgame.
It is, but I wonder in the offseason how they may have, you know, address that with Steven, and just in terms of, you know, keeping guys fresh going forward.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I wonder about that. Steven Vogt being a former catcher, I thought he overused some of the guys at the back end of the bullpen, but I also don't know that he had a choice.
He didn't. I totally agree with you. Especially the way the Bieber injury out of the gate, with parading one starter after another with a lot of young guys.
McKenzie not being there,
you know, worrying about, you know, are we getting to an innings maximum with Bibee? I mean, there were a lot of other variables there that I think led into the way that Steven did use that bullpen. So, yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see the way he goes about year two.
One thing I was surprised about, and maybe I shouldn't have been, but I was, Scott Barlow didn't finish the season here, and he was pretty good early on. And then Nick Sandlin's not here this year, and he was the Linus security blanket for Steven Vogt.
He was terrific, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. And then they made a couple of significant moves and, you know, got rid of Barlow last year and moved Nick to Toronto.
Eli Morgan gone.
And I just thought that it was strange, to be honest with you.
Every bullpen goes, you know, has a lot of turnover, right? I mean, that's year to year. That's whether you're the Los Angeles Dodgers or the, you know, the Marlins. You're going to have turnover there. It's an important component, I don't have to tell you guys, and it's gotten even more so over the last 5 years in
baseball. Especially the way the game is played now.
Oh, my God, absolutely, yeah.
The way that hitters see a guy for maybe two at bats, you know, if you see a starting pitcher,
oh, you're lucky to see a guy for two at bats, anymore.
If you get him for three, oh my goodness,
But it's the way the game's constructed now, though. Like to your point, you know, five innings and turn them loose.
You like it?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
I mean, I go back, like you guys had asked me earlier about opening days, and I think, you know, I'll go back to my childhood or my early teens or whatever when Gaylord Perry would throw, you know, 30 complete games in the season. You give him the ball on opening day, and it felt like you couldn't take it away from him until September, right?
So they weren't having to throw 95 miles an hour.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's like, you know, now when you watch a game, and whether you're watching the Guards or one of the MLB games, and a starter goes six innings, it's like they want to throw a parade for him, right?
Old-time starting pitchers, I've heard them just poo-poo the whole idea of a quality start. Wait a minute. Three runs in six innings? Yeah. That's a quality start?
You imagine Bob Feller talking about quality starts now?
Yeah. I wonder how many quality starts Bob had in his career. The situation with most of the offensive players right now, I hate it. Because they're just, you know, like Lane Thomas to me is a really nice upgrade in center field over what you've had offensively out there with Tyler Freeman and with Miles Straw in the past, but he's not hitting very well right now.
172.
It's terrible that these poor guys are off to these rough starts offensively. That doesn't help things. And I was hoping Brian Rocchio would jump out and be playoff Brian Rocchio or something that resembled it. He's going to have to fight his way back to that.
I want him to be spring training Brian Rocchio.
He was terrific. He's just,
I know. Well, again, though, Jeff, nine games.
Yep.
So let's reevaluate this here soon.
Gabe Arias is at second base for now. We know eventually Travis Bazzano will be at second base, and he's hitting over 500 at Akron. He's 7-for-13 with a home run. And
he almost hit for the cycle in his first game.
Yeah, I can't wait to get Chris on the show coming up in about 8 minutes. Is there a Juan Brito window here? Because he's hitting 345 in Columbus. He's off to a really nice start.
I think there has to be. I think there's going to be a lot of change at that. I think that's going to be kind of a rotational week-to-week almost situation, and you want to give Arias enough time. I mean,
he's out of options.
He is.
You got to figure if they pull the plug on him, Tom, he's going to be designated for assignment.
Yeah, which you don't want to do at this point.
No.
Because you're not sure. I mean, we all know that Bazzano is going to be here at some point. Now, is that in July? Isn't that in September? Or is it next week? I don't know.
Right.
I don't think it's going to be that. And obviously, knock on wood.
Guys have made the jump from AA before.
Injuries happen, right? Things suddenly change where, your best laid plans go right out the window. So, there's still, I like Arias still, though. I like his at-bats. You know, every time I watch him, I'm like, take the ball to right field. Like, stay within yourself. Because when he overswings, he gets himself into big trouble. There's been some defensive situations, too, that have not been great. Again,
he looks like a natural shortstop trying to figure out second base.
And again, unfortunately for him, I'm viewing him through the prism of you're trying to replace the best fielding defensive player maybe in baseball.
Yeah.
So that's kind of tough.
Chris Antonetti is the president of baseball operations for the Guardians. He has a busy big day, but he's going to be nice enough to join us. He's coming up next. Get ready. Chris Antonetti from the Guardians coming up on Baskin and Phelps. Tom Withers in for Andy today.